Welcome to the Free Money Podcast, geared towards students and young adults. We share our tips, tricks, and advice on personal finance, professional development, and life skills. Here you'll find more success and less stress.
As always is Jack. Jack, how are you? And anything new with your personal finances?
I'm doing pretty good, Tyler. A little tired, but excited to be recording another episode. It's been a little while since we recorded our last one. A couple days?
Yeah, a few days.
Yeah. New in my personal finance, I just applied for a new credit card. Just got approved for it, actually. We'll go into that a little bit more on another episode. I think I was talking with Tyler. We wanted to do kind of like a credit card 201 episode, so look for that in the future.
Yeah, but congrats on being approved.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot of stress off, honestly. I was just kind of bugging about it. I just really didn't want to get, like, not approved for it, and I don't know, I thought I was going to shoot for a card that was too hard to get, but worked out, got approved, so yeah. What about you? Anything new going on in your life?
Yeah, so I started some online banking.
Yep.
New savings account with Ally.
Spent a couple hours the other night working on that.
Yeah, so a new account, new savings account with Ally, new checking account with Schwab.
Waiting on Betterment.
Yep. And I also opened up a Betterment investing account too. Took my IRA out of
Vanguard. That was tough. What'd you think of Vanguard?
The software, like the interface, is probably from 2002.
Yeah,
just super hard to operate. Yeah, so like Fidelity is definitely a lot better for me.
Yeah, I agree. Like Vanguard, like I mean nothing against it, I guess, per se, because so many people have had success, but I just really just cannot get the interface down. I didn't think it was easy to work with. So I have my Roth and Fidelity now, and you just set up yours, and we took all the money out of your...
Yeah,
oh, you still have a little bit in there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I have that ETF that's still in there. I'll let that sit. But now all my investing, besides my Roth IRA, is now with Betterment that we set that up.
Yeah, how you feeling about that?
I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty excited to start chipping away and putting some money into Betterment and let them handle it for me.
Yep, and then start getting into real estate.
Yep, real estate. That's another thing we've really been obsessing over lately. Can't wait to get into that.
Yep.
Make some passive income.
Oh, same here. All right, we've been rambling on a little while.
Yeah, so let's dive into it. Today's episode is Craigslist, eBay, and the Facebook Marketplace. Now, obviously, we love to save money, but when it's time to spend, time to buy something, time to treat yourself, we want to make sure it's the cheapest option possible. And all three of these sites, these marketplaces, are great places to look for something.
Yeah, and I think, like, all of them, to, like, a certain extent, have gotten, like, some bad rep in the past just from people maybe having a bad experience with it at one point. But we're here today. Like, we've both personally used all three of these, and very, very minimal bad experiences, like almost 100% positive for all these. So
yeah, I really can't think of a time where I've had a negative experience with any of these three. It's just knowing where to look, how to look, and how to buy on them. So let's dive into them, because we're going to give you an overview on all three.
Yeah, so just before we do that, just tell the people what we're doing. So we're just going to give you kind of a little overview and like how to buy, what to buy, all that stuff. So like just kind of a little 101 for Craigslist, eBay, and Facebook Marketplace. So Tyler's going to start it off. Want to talk about Craigslist a little?
Yeah, so Craigslist is a site devoted to jobs, things for sale, services, gigs, maybe if you have like a band or you're a stand-up comedian or something. housing.
Stand-up comedian.
Yeah, housing, so much more. You can post saying that you're looking for something, and people can reach out to you with like a service or maybe something that's something for sale for you. Or you could go on there and sell something yourself, sell it like a service. Say you have a house to rent, you could put that up. Your car, your truck, your boat, a lot of different things are available to do on Craigslist. And then it's used in over 700 cities in 70 countries, so you can really look in like a specific area, targeted some motorcycles going by there. But You can like directly target an area, so you don't have to travel too far to get something. And then you also talk directly to the owner, the person that's offering a service. So you have to get in touch with them, and you guys have to figure out how you want to make the payment. So usually it's through email or a phone call. If someone's selling something, they'll list their contact information on how to get out to them. And then if you're selling something on Craigslist, it's free to post except for certain things. So dealerships, they can't post cars for sale for free. They have to pay a fee, along with job postings, because companies will say that they're looking for jobs on Craigslist. Usually you'll find that on stuff more like Indeed or LinkedIn, some other sites, but they do it on Craigslist. And then what else? Furniture by dealers, so like furniture stores can't post on Craigslist without having to pay a fee. And then if you are selling your own car, truck, like not through a dealer, and you want to post it, it is a fee, but the fees on Craigslist are usually really small, somewhere between $3 and $10.
I've never really done anything. I've looked for cars on Craigslist, but never actually bought one or anything, but I didn't realize that there was a fee when you listed cars on Craigslist. Right. I thought it was just you could do it for free.
But it's not that bad of a deal if you're paying $10 to list your car.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad deal.
Pointing it out. Like, if you're selling a car for $2,500, what's $10 off that if you're able to put it out to thousands of people?
Yeah.
So, what to buy from Craigslist? Usually, stuff like bigger purchases, furniture, home decor, sports equipment, like skis, catcher's equipment for baseball, like literally anything.
Yeah, I know people that have bought skis off there, skis, snowboards, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then also like cars or trucks that I've said, my dad has bought so many cars through Craigslist. He loves Craigslist. He loves looking on there. So shout out to my dad for that. But what else can you get on there?
Yeah, really? Like,
just so many things.
Anything big, I think. Like, just anything, like, a large purchase you're looking for, I'd say, like fridge, any appliances you can really... Like, anything big you can get on Craigslist, I'd say. That's a pretty good, like, rule of thumb. Like, musical instruments.
Right.
Like, bicycles, scooters, skateboards. Like, I mean, even smaller things, but, like, the generally big things, I'd say.
Yeah. And then... What not to buy, though, on Craigslist? I don't really recommend buying, like, clothing or shoes on Craigslist. Yeah, it's
a little sketchy.
Yeah, it's really not worth it. You definitely want to keep it to bigger purchases.
Yeah.
And then how to look for stuff. You just type in what area you're in, so it narrows you down. You could click, like, I want to stay in with a 25-mile radius up to, like, 200 miles. So you narrow it down to where you're located, and then you just search what you're looking for. You could go under for sale and search like couches. If you're looking for a couch for your apartment, you could definitely find some cheap couches, chairs, stuff like that on Craigslist. Sometimes even stuff for free. People will list free stuff on Craigslist. You could go under services, and if you're in a band, bars will sometimes post like, hey, we're looking for a band, you could set up like a tryout or however. I don't really know how booking bands works,
but something like that.
They definitely have like gigs and stuff on there. And then how to buy, you definitely want to ask for pictures if there aren't pictures posted.
Yeah.
Definitely consult with someone that knows what they're talking about, because if it's a one-on-one deal, like someone may really try and push you to buy a car. But, like, if you don't know a lot about cars, definitely consult with someone or bring someone that knows a lot about cars, because you never really know what you're buying on Craigslist. You pictures may look nice. Like, I know this has happened to my dad where pictures look nice and they get there and it's not what it was described as or what's shown. So, definitely do your research on it. Make sure whatever it is you're buying is in good condition. And then if you feel uncomfortable, because usually you do have to meet up with someone that is selling it, it's a one-on-one transaction, there's no middleman, either ask to meet in like a public area, like a parking lot of a Walmart, a
smart idea.
Or bring someone with you. Like, I know that we've done that, Jack. We've bought ping pong tables together, and we obviously had each other, but then we also brought like my brother.
Yeah, honestly, if I think about it, I don't think I've ever bought anything off Craigslist before that I just go to the person's house every time. Like,
yeah,
I always bring friends with me. Like, I've never gone by myself, but I've really never met up in like a public space. I mean, I'm like a bigger guy, so like I guess I'm not as afraid, but even still, like, it's definitely not a bad idea, like, for anyone to meet up in a public space. But I mean, not saying that, like I said, I've gone to people's houses and I've never had any issues. Everyone's been real nice, but also we're like up in rural New Hampshire, so it could be a little different up here than wherever any of you guys are, but
right,
yeah, not like not a huge concern there.
And then like some common concerns are obviously like safety, so like I said, bring a buddy or meet in a public space, or it's just not worth what someone says it is. So, like, don't be afraid to negotiate. Like, negotiation with Craigslist is huge because it's not retail. You're dealing with someone one-on-one. So be prepared to negotiate. Know how to negotiate. Cash is king. So buying stuff in cash definitely helps. And what else?
I think that's pretty much it. You want to move on to eBay? I think you talked a good amount about that there.
Yeah, so... Well, before we move on, what have you bought from Craigslist, Jack?
So, I've not bought as much stuff as you, but like you said earlier, me and you used to buy ping pong pool tables back in our flipping days.
Yeah, a little side hustle. We'll have a nice Find Your Side Hustle episode, but that was one of ours.
Yeah, that was pretty solid. We made a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I looked at a lot of golf push carts on Craigslist. I never ended up buying one. I just couldn't find a good price that I liked, but I've looked for those and I like to feel totally comfortable buying that. And I bought a chair for like a computer, like a computer desk chair, and I brought it to school and it worked awesome. Like it was 20 or 30 bucks, I think, and it was a great chair, like way cheaper than I would have got it anywhere else.
Yeah, definitely, like when it comes to like looking for furniture for your apartment, definitely recommend Craigslist because furniture is cheap on Craigslist.
Yeah, and even like you said, like it's cheap, and say you buy it and it's even like 50 bucks, you buy a couch or something, if it doesn't work, like, all right, whatever, it's 50 bucks. Like, it's better than spending a $300 couch that you don't like. And most of the time, like, if you go and look at it, test it out, it's probably not likely that you're going to just throw it out within a week. You'll probably get at least some use out of it for a lot less money.
And then, I mean, for me, like I said, ping pong tables, pool tables. My dad's bought a lot of cars off Craigslist.
Yeah.
We've gotten our snowmobiles off Craigslist. And then also the futon I have in my room, I got off Craigslist.
Oh, yeah?
And I actually got that for free.
Yeah, a lot of free stuff on Craigslist. You'd be surprised. Like, people will just, they don't have any room for stuff like that, and they'll just give it away.
Exactly. All right, so Jack, tell us about eBay.
All right, so eBay, I think eBay's probably my favorite of the three. It's a good amount different from Craigslist, but kind of the same idea. So I'll give you a little overview of it. It's a website, very similar to Craigslist is, but unlike Craigslist, a lot of eBay stuff is more you buy it and then you'll get it shipped to you instead of like that local pickup face-to-face kind of thing. eBay does have a few face-to-face offers where you can, it's usually for like a bigger purchase, say like a car or a fridge or something, they'll offer like a local pickup, which obviously, like for us, if the seller was in Dallas or something, we couldn't really go down there, but you can kind of narrow it down to your area for local pickups like that. But really on eBay, you can buy almost anything, pretty much from like phone cases, like I said, cars, appliances, clothing, shoes. Like eBay pretty much has everything that you could ever want. And there's different sellers on eBay, which are just individual people and businesses, and each person or business has their own profile. And with those profiles, you can see like reviews and ratings on the sellers. So that kind of, we're going to talk about that later with the common concerns associated with eBay, but that kind of eases some of the stress there, being able to see that, all right, this person has good reviews. They actually have other people that have bought from them that have got their item in the way that they said it was going to be, which is definitely a nice thing to have.
I think eBay is also like the easiest to browse.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. It's like, it's just a really friendly user interface. I don't know if a lot of you guys have tried eBay or had any experience with it, but I definitely suggest just like going on the website, looking around, because it really is a lot easier to use.
And it's kind of fun to just look
through
stuff.
Yeah, honestly, like it's kind of addicting though. Like that's kind of bad. Like I'll go on there and just be looking forever and I'll be like, it's just not good. Then I'll buy stuff I don't need, but I guess that's another episode. But yeah, that's pretty much an overview there. So a little bit on the sellers, like I said earlier, really anyone can post anything they want on eBay. All you have to do is just create an account. You link your bank account, which is, it's actually through PayPal, sorry, not your bank account, but you set up a PayPal account, which a lot of people tell you have a PayPal account.
I do not. I use my dad's.
All right. Well, yeah, but I mean, you're still young, but I have a PayPal account. A lot of people have PayPal accounts, and if you don't, you just make a PayPal account. You set that up, link that to your eBay, and that's kind of what all the money flows like in and out of through PayPal. Once you link your account, you can just kind of fill out this like online form where you post pictures, description, size, prices, everything for the item you want to sell. And then you put your selling format out, whether you want it to be a buy it now format where people can just see the item, click, and buy it then, or if you want it to be an auction format, which auction, like I'm sure a lot of you know what an auction is, kind of where you have a starting price of like 99 cents, and with eBay auctions can last anywhere from like a couple days to like a month, I think, is the highest you can do, and it's just, like, constantly bidding. You can go on whatever you want bid, and you can get pretty good deals through that, but, I mean, it's a lot simpler to do the buy it now. Yeah, so that's for selling. All right, now how to look for products on eBay. It's pretty, like I said earlier, friendly user interface. There's a search bar right on the main page there, and you just type in whatever you want, phone case, video games, what I'm just looking around, hats, like literally anything you want, you type it up there, and usually you'll get a pretty good like selection of items once you click enter on the search bar, and from there you can refine stuff to like whatever format you want, buy it now. And a big thing with eBay, I'm sure you've heard this, Tyler, is like a lot of people think this stuff's used on there, right?
Yeah, but that's not the case all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, I'd say probably majority of the stuff on there is new, but that's another thing you can refine it by. You can go use, new with like defects or whatever. So there's a lot of refinements you can do there by brand and stuff like that. Once you refine it to whatever you want, you kind of just scroll through. You can click on listings. There's pictures. They're pretty nicely formatted, I'd say. Pretty easy to navigate through. And then if you have like a few items that you like, you're not sure about, there's this thing on eBay that they offer called a watch list, where if you go on a listing and you like it, you kind of want to save it for later, you can just click the button that says watch, and that'll send it to this watch list where you can go back and look at all the listings that you've watched and potentially buy those later. Yeah, so that's kind of how to look. And then how to buy, I talked about it earlier, there's a difference between buy it now and auction. So with buy it now, it's pretty much just like any other website. You click buy it now, fill out, your PayPal's already linked, so you just kind of click that and make sure the address, everything's good, just hit submit. And then from that point on, like, you can message the seller at any point if you have any questions, if you see they haven't shipped it. But usually the seller will send you some sort of tracking number so you can see where it's coming from, where it's going, where it is right then. And usually for eBay, I'd say it's pretty quick shipping, not necessarily as quick as like Amazon Prime, but usually I'd say almost everything comes within 5 or so days, which that's better than most like retail stores, I'd say. And a lot of times stuff will come sooner, 2 to 3 days, which is kind of awesome, I think, about it. And then important part about eBay is after you buy, leaving feedback, which really just helps the whole eBay community out. It helps both you as the buyer, because if the seller sees that, oh, you left feedback for them, they're more likely to leave feedback for you, which is good to build up that kind of like
credibility.
And then as the seller, if you leave them feedback, you just say like, yeah, the transaction went smoothly, so other people know in the future, yeah, this guy's a good seller, he'll probably like go through with the transaction in a smooth way. Auctions are pretty much the same thing. If you win the auction, it goes through the same process. I believe once you win an auction, I think it's 48 hours to send the payment, maybe 72. But you have a little bit of time. It's not right then, right there. You have to send the payment. So yeah, that's kind of how you buy. Now going into what to buy, like I said earlier, you can pretty much buy almost anything on eBay. Like, people would be surprised. I mean, pretty much besides like food, you can buy almost any. I mean, even food, they sell candy and gum and stuff on
eBay.
That's
true. You can get like foreign candy.
Yeah, but I mean, like groceries, not as much. But really, besides groceries, I think you can probably buy anything on eBay.
Yeah, but like, I definitely wouldn't recommend looking for your car on eBay.
Oh no,
well, some people do that. So there's like,
I mean, maybe if you're in like a more populated area, local pickups and. But yeah, up here, yeah, like we would never do that.
Yeah, so like you definitely want to narrow it down to more specific stuff, stuff that's easier to ship.
Yep.
Stuff that doesn't really run the risk of being broken while shipping.
Yeah, and that's like, I'm like I said earlier, I think I talked a little too much about it, maybe confused a couple people out there, but most of eBay is, it's shipped to you. It's not a lot of the times where you meet up with someone. So, I mean, there is a couple times, but like 95%, like I've never met up with anyone for something through eBay, so probably right. More like 98% of the time it's like something that is shippable.
Right. So Jack, what are some stuff that you've bought on eBay?
All right, so I think I did 10 things here, and just like kind of random stuff. I went through my eBay history. So I bought a putter, like my golf putter that I use. Phone cases, I bought so many phone cases. Books, ton of books. At school this year, we bought lights for my dorm room, which those are pretty sweet. Posters, I got a lot of posters off eBay. I just bought a new wallet off eBay. I bought video games for like me and my friends off eBay. I bought an electric razor off eBay. I bought like so many pairs of sneakers. Like, that's probably, if you looked at like what I spent most money on eBay, it's probably been sneakers, like basketball sneakers. I bought flip-flops, Timberland boots on eBay. And 10 is I bought protein powder on eBay, which, I mean, good deals on there. Right. So, like, that kind of... Or, here, you go into it first, Tyler. What have you bought on eBay before I say something else?
So, I've bought, like, my golf club grips on eBay.
Yeah.
I have a nice jersey collection. I've bought probably most of my jerseys.
Yeah, I've bought most of my jerseys on eBay.
Jordans, like you said, tempered glass for my phone. Yeah. Like, I remember I got tempered glass on eBay for... It was, like, two of them for... $3 or $4
Yeah, it's real. And at like a Verizon store, it's like what, $30 or $40 for it's such a ripoff.
Right. I mean, I've bought golf shirts, speakers, sunglasses, just a bunch of different.
Yeah, and everything authentic. Like you've never had any problem with fake stuff.
No problem at all.
Nothing like broken. I feel like those are common concerns. Like people are like, oh yeah, it's probably fake.
Like, and then like my biggest concern was buying like my Jordans off them. Like, oh, are these pictures going to be accurate? Am I going to open up the box and are they going to be creased or dirty or something like that? But no, I've only had positive.
Yeah, and also I think something that I forgot to mention earlier is eBay has I don't even know what the term is, but it's like a money, like you're protected from your buys. So if you bought something and it said it was new and it came in and it was like really used, just not what it seemed like, not what the pictures showed it like or was described, like eBay, if you like file a claim, eBay will send you your money back, refund the purchase, and I'm sure the seller gets like some derogatory mark or something, but like that's a little protection, like something to make you feel better knowing that eBay kind of has your back if something ever was to go wrong.
Right.
But I don't think I've had to bring it to that ever. I think if most of the time if you get something, and a lot of the time people do offer returns, but if they don't and you're really not satisfied with the product or it's not as described, if you send a strongly worded email back to the seller, they'll probably just refund you the money anyways because they'd rather have that and get like a good review than go through that whole process and just have a bad looking profile.
Right. All right, so you want to move on to Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, so you haven't had too much experience. You've bought a few things through there, right?
Yeah, I have. But yeah. I'm not nearly as much experience on it as eBay or Craigslist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty limited. Facebook Marketplace is definitely a newer thing. Craigslist and eBay, those have been around for
a while.
Yeah. So Facebook Marketplace, I'd say it's kind of like a mix between Craigslist and eBay. You must have a Facebook account to use it, which, I mean, most people do have a Facebook account, so that's kind of not an inconvenience there. You can save posts like you can on eBay. There's just like a saved section where if you're looking at something maybe for later, you can save it there. You can message the sellers directly like you can on eBay, and it's really just through Facebook Messenger, like you're messaging someone else. It's pretty much just like a forum where you can sell stuff, and the things that are sold on there are kind of more similar to Craigslist, but they do have some, or I'll just go into that later. Let me just talk a little bit about the seller first. So the sellers, really, it's just anyone on Facebook can sell. So anyone with a Facebook profile is eligible to post on the Facebook Marketplace. You just have to fill out their little forum similar to eBay. All right, I'll go into it now. So what to buy. So what are some things that you've bought, Tyler, off of the Facebook Marketplace?
So off of Facebook Marketplace, the only thing that I've bought so far was, you've probably seen them there in my room. They're two pictures of, one's of Pedro Martinez and the other one is of Nomar Garcia Parra.
Yeah.
They're like pretty old, but I was just scrolling through there, thought that they look cool. I was like going through like sports memorabilia and they're like $25, but they seem like pretty cool. And I went and picked them up for my room when we were moving into my new house.
Yeah. Pretty, the transaction went smoothly, you thought?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. So like, a little more on what you can buy there. It's pretty similar to Craigslist. Like, I've seen a lot of cars and stuff posted on there, but it's also more like personal items. Like, I've seen a lot of electronics, jerseys, like I said, cars, tickets to sporting events, sports equipment. It's another, like, almost anything you can get on there. And some people will ship stuff. Like, actually, just today, I just bought a pair of AirPods off of Facebook Marketplace. And they're only located in Mass, but they're shipping them up to me. I paid through PayPal, and pretty simple, like pretty easy to do. So how you look is pretty similar to Craigslist. You kind of just search on the top of the page. You set a mile radius, which is how far like you're willing to drive to go pick something up. But I mean, you can set that radius bigger if you're looking to get it shipped to you. And similar to Craigslist, also similar to eBay, there's filters for like price and stuff like that. You, like if you're looking for a car, the model year you're looking for. And you can scroll through like probably hundreds of posts for pretty much anything that you're looking for. It really just depends on how many people in that area are posting the thing that you're looking for. And then how you buy it is you just message the seller once you find something. You can negotiate a lot of the prices, and you're literally just on Facebook Messenger messaging like a person located a couple hours away from you talking about the product. If you guys come to a deal, a lot of the times people pay for things. If it's not, meet up in person paying cash through like PayPal or something like that, like the Cash App or Venmo. But PayPal's pretty secure, so that's what I went through. I went through PayPal, but the buying process is pretty easy. And then how to sell, talked a little bit about that earlier. Really just have a Facebook account, fill out the selling kind of forum thing, and then you just receive messages from people, answer them, and yeah, like you do your transactions through PayPal most of the time, and it's pretty much just as easy as, it's probably the easiest one to use, I'd say.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about that? I think
I think we covered all three.
We try to wrap it up here, but yeah.
So I mean, just to recap here, why we're talking about these three services today is just like, you don't always have to go out and buy something for brand new. When you make purchases, especially bigger purchases, you want to be smart about your money. So, I mean, if it's furniture for your apartment, you want new headphones like Jack got AirPods for $110.
Yeah, they're like $160 normally.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're all about saving money. Having money in the bank is always cooler than having the newest of new and not having extra money after that. So, I mean, like, I wanted a ping pong table for my house. I went on Craigslist. I got a ping pong table for $50, picked it up that day instead of going to Dick's or Walmart and getting one
$200.
Exactly. So these sites really help you save money, whether it's getting a car, finishing off your apartment, headphones, books, electronics.
Yeah, really just, I'd say, like, a good recommendation, if you could take one thing away from this episode, I've been saying that a lot lately, but if you take one thing away, I'd say next time you're almost anything you're looking to buy before, if you're looking online to buy it, I'd say just the first thing you do is just look at it on eBay. Just, like, give it a look. I'm sure almost everything you want, you can get for a better deal on eBay. So just look on eBay first.
Right. Like, whether, I mean, like, my jerseys, like, if I wanted to go buy a new jersey at a store, it'd be $110, like a stitched jersey. But, I mean, I've bought multiple jerseys where it was between $30 and $70.
Yeah.
And still in really good condition.
Yeah, and so, authentic, too. Like, a lot of the stuff is, it's not like a lot of fake stuff. I think that's another thing that people think, like, buying stuff through, like, places like Craigslist, eBay, Facebook Market, like, they think they're fake, but they're, like, I've never had anything fake.
Right, so definitely check out these services because you're gonna save money through them. It's better than buying through a retail store.
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say.
Yeah. So, I mean, besides that, Jack, you got anything else
to say? Yeah, just one more thing I wanted to say. Like, we were talking about even maybe just putting all these up, or all these, like, Craigslist, eBay, whatever, Facebook Marketplace, making an individual episode, but we kind of clumped them all into one, so we did go a little fast through this. So if you do have any questions, I mean, we know a lot about all these things, so, and we, like I said, we did go pretty fast through it. We might have skipped over a few things that we thought people just kind of thought were, like, self-evident. But if you do have any questions, like, feel free to reach out to us, because, like, we can definitely help you use these websites, because we've been using them for so long, and that's kind of what we're here for, what the email's for, so.
Right, freemoneypodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Hit us up with any questions about this episode, any recommendations, any comments, any episodes you want us to do.
All right, that is it for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, leave 5 stars, and share with your friends. Also, check out our website, freemoneypodcast.com, where we have links to all of our social media and great blogs and videos on all things professional development and personal finance. You can also email us at freemoneypodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or suggestions on episodes that we should do. For Jack Saunders and Drew Burton, I'm Tyler Runnels, and thanks for listening.